this year we're launching a week earlier than we would normally do, and that's so we can sort of capture the World Cup that's happening at this sort of a different time of year than normal, isn't it? So what we do tend to see is during sort of large football events, there can also be an increase in drink and drug driving. So we just wanted to make sure that we raise awareness of it at the right time.
Sure. Yeah, no, I totally appreciate that. And in terms of the campaign this year, I presume it's similar to previous years. There'll be checks going on of drivers, you know, 24/7, really.
Yeah, that's right. So drink and drug driving is always a priority for us. But what we will be doing is sort of focus a little bit more on it during this sort of festive time. The roads policing will be out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're asking our sort of our neighbourhood colleagues as well to focus on it as well with us. We'll be stopping people that we suspect to drink driving. We'll be using intelligence-led stops as well. So if we have Crime Stoppers information sent through to us, we'll be looking for those vehicles and stopping people and doing roadside screening tests with them.
I think last December there were 149 arrests. It seems, you know, really high. And I presume a good result will be to have less this year.
Yeah, it's one of those funny things, isn't it? You can't measure it on the, you don't really want the big numbers to say it's a success in this, right? Do you? We want to have lower numbers, but we're still the same amount of people being tested. On average, we arrest 100 people a month, and that we do tend to see that increase during the festive period. Like you just said, the numbers that we had last year was an exceptionally high number. And all of those are people who have chosen to go and drive after consuming alcohol or taking drugs. So it's a choice that everybody has. And we're asking people to think about how they are going to get home after Christmas parties, meetings with friends. And also to consider if you have had quite a bit to drink the night before that you may still be over the following morning. So consider what you are going to be doing the following day.
It seems that despite all the campaigns that have gone on for so many years, that obviously you see it at the forefront, but you know people are still taking a risk, and obviously there's quite devastating consequences in some cases.
That's right. We see it on a regular basis, unfortunately, as a part of the job of the roads policing unit, is we go to the fatal and serious injury road traffic collisions, and invariably there can be a factor of drink and drugs involved in that. The Department for Transport reckons there's going to be around 220-240 deaths this year on our roads in the UK, which are directly linked to drink and drugs. So that's 240 people that won't be celebrating Christmas and other festivities with their family this year, and 240 people who could have still been alive.
Wow, that's quite a sobering figure, isn't it? And I know you mentioned it briefly, the Crime Stoppers, but you do encourage people to report perhaps a regular drink driver or just on a one instance, and obviously that can be done anonymously.
That's right. So if you think there's somebody immediately at risk, so if you're behind somebody who thinks drink driving, then by all means call 999. However, if you've got some information, you know, you could be a pub landlord, you could be somebody who regularly drinks in the pub, and you see that person that's regularly in there drinking to excess and then getting in a vehicle, that information can be passed anonymously to Crime Stoppers. And you can just call up the Crime Stoppers number, pass that information to them, and we'll be pass that info so we can look to try and stop that individual.
Oh, which is great, really, really good. And just moving to, briefly to the drug side of it, have you noticed that that's been on the increase in recent years?
It's a bit hard to give exact figures with drugs,
sure,
because testing's a little bit more difficult for drugs. We have seen an increase in people being arrested for drug driving, but you could say that's linked to the fact that that testing is more widely available. So I can't say that drug driving itself is increasing, but we are detecting more people drug driving, if that makes sense.
Got you. Yeah, no, it does completely. And just finally, with the harbour area being particularly rural, some people may have the perception, or you know, the chances of a police car coming around the corner would be quite minimal, but I know, you know, you are out everywhere in effect. And just really a message for people to think what they're doing, not drive after consuming alcohol or taking drugs.
Yeah, so we don't want to be party poopers per se. We want people to go out and enjoy themselves. We know people have waited a long time for their Christmas parties again with COVID restrictions of the last few years. we fully expect there to be a lot of Christmas parties, but what we would say is consider how you're going to get home afterwards. You know, if you are going to be drinking, please don't drive. Find some other form of transportation, be it a bus, a taxi, a colleague who's not drinking, or a friend to come and pick you up, or family member. And also sort of consider the following morning, if you have quite a bit to drink, that you may not be fit to drive the following morning.